the second part of our class on November 11th, on the third Mishnah of the fifth Perek. Omer al kan sipur yagiru rachamecha. Let's say you recognize that word kan and the word sipur. Do you recognize the word kan? Kan sipur? What about the word sipur?
Are we doing the second part?
The first part. Yeah. The first, second part you got already.
Omer al kan sipur.
What is it sipur?
A bird.
A bird.
A bird.
So, you could guess then that the rakan of a tzipor is a nest.
Yes.
It's a bird's nest.
Yeah.
And you remember vaguely that there's some place in the Torah discussion of a bird's nest, but you don't remember where it is.
Yeah, where they you have to make the mother go away.
Right. So you want to find that pasuk in order to understand why in the Mishnah, so you get the concordance.
Oh, okay.
And you... Now you say, which word should I look up? Should I look up the word kan or should I look up the word sipur? So the answer is you should look up the least common word. If you look up a common word, you might get 100 appearances of it. You have to sift through them. Look up the word kan, which is less common than the word sipur. You might find only 3 or 4 uses in the whole Tanakh. So you simply go through the letters of the alphabet and go near the end of the alphabet to the word, to the kuf. And you try and spread the word kan. And it's not going to be that hard. I'm now in Kuf Nun. And...
Kan, what is Kan?
Kan, well, we should look for the dictionary definition. Here's the word Kan. Right? And there aren't too many appearances. Like, it's only from here to here. 3 or 4 places in the whole Tanakh that it appears. And in the beginning, it has a livery, it has a definition. And it says, Mishkan Le'of. So we know that what's a Mishkan? Yeah, come over. Is a tabernacle, is a place that you live, right?
Yeah,
a mishkan of an oaf. Is it sipur?
Yeah.
No? That's one definition. Another definition is, the hashalah means metaphorically, it means a ma'on, a bayit. It means a house. Mm-hmm. And a third definition is a ta. It means a cell. Mm-hmm. Like a little cell in a jail. So then, the word appears 3, 7, 8 places in the whole Tanakh. And we're obviously looking for one in the Torah. And there's only 3 places that appears, 4 places in the Torah. Very interesting. There's Yishayahu, there's Tehillim, there's Yishayahu, there's Dvarim. In Dvarim it says, Ki yekare kan sipor lefanecha. When will be found the bird's nest before? That's what we're looking for. In Dvarim, Chafet, 22.
Parshas Devarim?
Sefer Dvarim. Right. I think it's Parshat Shoftim. Then is Iyov, Bamidbar, the word of fear appears also. I didn't even know that. Where is that in Bamidbar Chafdalid? That must be in Bilam, in Balak. And also appears at the end of Dvarim, Kinesha Yair Kino in Hazinu. Like a eagle arouses his nest. And then also appears in Bereishit, Kanim Taseta Teva, make the Teva into cells, into little nests, rooms in other words. But the word appears only 4 times in the whole Torah, and this way we found the verse we're looking for in Sefer Dvarim, Chafbet Vav 22:6, to find the verse that talks about the mitzvah that's being discussed. Yeah, perhaps I shouldn't have closed it. Let you take a look at it. So I guess why don't we say Berakat Hamazon and continue on next week.